at the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. We are gathered at the Center for Spiritual Living in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We have on the line several of you in a wonderful room here of Divine Souls. Tonight we're going to be dealing with the title of our teaching tonight is Separating from Separation into Oneness from the Council of Archangelic Realms. We are meeting the first and third Thursday of each month. The next gathering in 2 weeks will be with Archangel Michael via Trans Channel Jeff Fasano in Los Angeles. I think everyone, before I go into trance, I think everyone is aware that our world is in a major upheaval at the moment. When we look at our governments, our political situation, our economic situations, our corporations, our medical situations, I think we're all realize that something fundamental is happening. So it's a wonderful time to pull back and put the macro micro into perspective and really focus upon this concept of oneness. So does anyone have anything they want to announce or say before I go into trance? Anybody?
You star 6 to mute yourself, and if you have a question, when we ask for questions, you can use star 6 again.
Okay. Everybody's clear about that. I think everybody that's with us tonight is, as they say, knows the drill. So here we go. Just give me a moment to go into trance.
I think we should just clarify what we're doing tonight. Sam and I, Joel, are going to be reading a paragraph time of this channel material that came through Philip from the Council of Archangelic Realms, and they will comment, and then we will read the next chapter and hear their comment. And if you have a question about anything there, by all means ask. And anybody in the room here, if you have a question, by all means ask.
Or at the end of it, thank you, Joel, for that clarity. For the end of it, if you just have a specific question or need a message individually, it's your opportunity. It's the reason we call this Divine Discussion, to have that addressed. The reason we do it this way, rather than we just going straight through the channel of having, in this case, Joel and Sharon Ann Meyer involved, is a balance of the masculine and feminine energies. Is how they set it up for us to participate, rather than me just blabbing straight through. Hold on, I think Sam has something to say.
And I do want to say, for those that are online using the computer, you can dial in at 641-715-3670. Again, that's 641-715-3670. And the participant code is 565-060 and the pound key. Again, that's 565-060 and the pound key. And that way, if you use the telephone, you'll be able to ask your questions and get answers to those questions.
Okay. And then those in the classroom, you'll just step up to the microphone. Okay, everyone. Here we go. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Greetings, beloved humans, being human beings. We come to you from the Archangelic Realm, the Council of Archangelics. We are primarily composed of the energies of Archangel Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, with many sub-energies within this particular council. As a result of the ascension energies coming into your planet at this time, you being within the final 2,000-year cycle of this beloved planet to transmute into a body of light, thus in turn you within and upon the body doing and being the same, we have marvelous dispensations coming in to facilitate this process. Most recently, what has been coming to you is the actualization and the realization of the 12 star systems that came together in council with we of the Archangelic Realms to create what you call planet Earth, to create Mother Gaia in effect. What is happening in this ascended year of your Earth 2016, each month you will be receiving specific energies of the ley lines of the planet, network and connect within your calendar months. As we approach March, you will be receiving the Arcturian energies. In February, you were receiving the Palladian energies. And in January, you were receiving the Sirian energies. For those who care to know more about exactly what those star systems mean and what their contributions are, that information is completely available to you within your cyberspace. Suffice to say that this endeavor called the Angel News Network will give you brief encapsulations of the meaning, value, and purpose of these energies and how they integrate with all the other aspects of the higher realms coming together, be they inner earth, be they ascended mastership, being archangelic, or the star realms or other realms coming together. It's all in your vernacular, dear ones, happening. And as a result of that happening, and you look out in your outside world, what you see is a tremendous upheaval and chaos taking place, a maximization of duality and separation, which is the way you have chose to learn in signing, if you will, the human contract in being human, dear ones. All of it is coming for past and present life, review, clearing, and cleansing in order to heal. Remember, dear ones, this is a process of inside out from the relationship with self, self being an out-picturing of all that there is. Yourself, myself, self, self equating to all that there is. Through the concept, the reality of self being human, you are experiencing how you need to learn, what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it, when you need to learn it. It has, as has been written, it is not easy being human. You have signed on to an arduous path, for you have had many connections to we in the higher realms, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and many others. And through the disconnect with we in the higher realms, these civilizations, these advanced civilizations, more mighty than your present civilization, came to their demise. What you are in the process of creating, dear ones, is a permanent healing, a permanent connection, a oneness, a we consciousness. It's why we are selecting this concept of separating from separation, which is how you have chosen to learn through duality and separation, often leading to confrontation, into oneness. It is important to give you a foundation, if you so choose to receive it, of understanding the macro-micro relationships of this concept of oneness and what it is. So, with no further ado, let us have a balance of the masculine energy going through these concepts of teaching. Remembering, dear ones, you are integrating these energies, these wisdoms, these applied knowledges, moving into wisdom, into your divine souls as you receive them at this time. So let us begin. We will comment, we will add, we will assist you to integrate. We will be open to your questions as always, either after each clause or you can gather your questions at the end of our teaching. Let us begin, dear ones.
Well, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, dear ones.
Before I read this, because the risk here is that we're going to have an academic discussion about our lives. So I realize you speak to some of what I'm going to ask you right now. But I want to ask a question first, because you referred to the chaos we're experiencing as a clearing and cleansing in order for us to heal. And Philip's initial comment talked about it looked as though our world is in chaos. So I'm just wondering if you could speak for just a minute to this chaos that we are experiencing and many of us are alarmed at. Could you just address that first?
Dear ones, it is really important and essential, if you so choose to receive it this time, to understand exactly where the concept and the reality of chaos fits into creation. Chaos is a fundamental gathering of energy, and the balance, imbalance consciousness of energy through chaos. As that mixes and matches together, allows a new paradigm of manifestation. Remember, what is happening and what is taking place is the manipulation, the manifestation of energy through consciousness, in this particular case, in choosing to be human, through your emotional, your mental, and your physical bodies, dear one. Does that help you?
So the chaos that we're surrounding, we are experiencing in the United States right now an unprecedented amount of chaos in our electoral process, for example.
Not so unprecedented, dear one.
Oh, okay.
You are aware of it as a result of your cyberspace, your digital communication, and some of your forms of transportation. But we will assure you, dear one, there is absolutely nothing unique about what you are experiencing now that has not been experienced in the past.
Okay, I'm going to begin reading this material, and you were probably going to do this anyway, but if you wouldn't mind, I will ask if somehow this conversation we are having could be directed to some of the points in this material. That would be very valuable.
However it resonates and fills your needs, dear one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is Separating from Separation into Oneness, given from the Council of Archangelic Realms, received by Philip Collins of the Angel News Network. Dearly beloved human being, being so human, many of you know we of the angelic realms throughout your chaotic history have loved and supported humanity through the many, often challenging learning tools aspects of choosing to be human. Now, with the ascension of your planet and your species, moving into another higher frequency of existence, it is crucial that you make another choice to end separation, if you so choose.
So the concept of the choice that you will make or not make, or your freedom of choice and freedom of will, which no one can interfere with, because it is a divine learning tool that you've chosen, is to understand this platform of oneness within the duality and within the separation. That is the aspect and the essential teaching of what is taking place at this time, is to know all of the components in being human that lead to the oneness, duality, separation, masculine and feminine, dark and light, problem and solution, right and wrong. All are aspects that equate to one another, that equate to oneness. Let us proceed unless there are any questions about this.
We cannot interfere with your freedom of choice and will, but we can now once again bring wisdoms to assist you in making a choice different from the ones of the past and present.
That is all this teaching at this particular time is about. Allowing you through your resonance how you feel about it, allowing through your discernment how you think about it, through the enlightenment we wish to share, whether you wish to make another choice. Let us continue.
The basic variable at this time continues to be your lack of applied knowledge, leading into wisdom, understanding, and knowing we are all one. We are all built of the same energy of cosmic love and express that love in many diversified ways. Seeing the oneness throughout the diversity is the challenge for most. Because we may look and sound different, it does not mean we are. This is the mystery of creation to resolve, understanding the relationship of you, oneness, and all there is. Reflected within your relationship with self, a reflection of all. This is a very challenging reality for much of humanity to accept due to your erroneous belief systems created by those who have attempted to control and separate you in the past and present.
So the idea, the concept of applied knowledge, you have a lot of knowledge. You know a lot of things, dear humanity, but where is this knowledge being applied into wisdom? The lack of the application of the knowledge into wisdom has created the density, has created the separation, leading to confrontation. This density, this low vibration, this low frequency, if you will, will not be allowed into the higher realms. You have chosen to learn this way because of the failed attempts in the past, dear ones. You have had many, many incarnational cycles and opportunities in past civilizations which have failed. Again, as a result of the ascension process going into the final 2,000-year cycle on this particular planet, which began in your year 2012, the timeline on this is coming to a cosmic end. While that may sound like a lot of Earth years in cosmic time, it's just a moment. Some of you will make a decision to move into higher frequency in this lifetime or the next, or some of you will take the full 2,000-year cycle, or some of you will simply select not to evolve at all, and you'll be given an opportunity through your freedom of choice and freedom of will and your divinity to do that elsewhere, in another solar system, another galaxy, or elsewhere. Are there any questions?
Well, you said that the timeline for separation was coming to an end, yet we're surrounded by conversations in our political arena that are the epitome of separation.
Well, the timeline can be an individuated one, dear one. Remember, the process of ascension is inside out, not outside in. Each one of you can choose at this very moment of now to find that quiet, balanced, oneness aspect of self connected to all that there is and make the decision amongst and within the chaos. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes, I think so. It's an individual decision for each one of us.
It always has been. You're all individuated aspects of all that there is, of oneness. You have splintered from it. You have gotten as far from it as you can get, if you will, in order to begin the process of coming back into it, to master it and heal it on a permanent basis. This is fundamentally necessary for humanity's ascension process. Remember, it breaks out into a third, a third, a third. That is how the pie of humanity splits up. A third of you will make the decision, a third of you will resist the decision, and a third of you will have no idea of what is happening. Let us continue.
Okay, reading on here. Let us see if we can present the above abstractions in a more simplified way. Everything comes from the same cosmic stuff, but chooses a diversified individual uniqueness. We all initially come from energy, and through the consciousness of that energy, we choose how to express it. How we choose to express this energy is what is called life. There are limitless expressions of life, even on your own planet, which you are still discovering.
So there it is. Perhaps for some, a new definition of life. How you apply your consciousness and the lifetime of energy that you're giving in this case, this specific incarnational cycle. You're giving a lifetime of energy for this specific incarnational cycle, and through your consciousness, through your emotional and your mental bodies, you will decide what to be and do with that particular energy. Dear ones, can you imagine that if you were eternal at this point, the chaos that would take place and continue and perhaps the destruction of the planet and humanity itself, this is the reason you are having your life and death incarnational cycles. This is the reason that the last hurdle for humanity to conquer through your consciousness of how you apply energy is death, is physical death. For in reality, you can never die, as many of you know. You transform into your spiritual body. But you are well on your way, whether it seems that way or not, for many of you, of developing a form of consciousness that allows you to more and more become this eternal being through multidimensionality, through at present experiencing the 3D, the 4D, the 5D, simultaneously in order to prepare you to move into the eternal now in your light bodies and allow you to go back and forth between frequencies if you so choose. Many of you will choose not to go back into the density, but some of you will choose to vacillate back and forth. Let us continue unless there are questions.
Since you chose to be human, and you did, since you are creation creating, this is how you chose to learn about self, the reflection of all there is. This is why the wisdom, the only relationship you are having is the one with self, is so vital to understand and apply. This is why healing self and mirroring that inside out is so vital at this time. What you have now is wounded, unhealed self, individuals running your world. Your world's dense energy will simply not be allowed into higher realms as you transcend, ascend into higher frequencies of existence.
What you're seeing now, dear ones, particularly within your political arena in your United States, are these wounded little boys and wounded little girls attempting to become leaders of your world with some powerful tools. Nuclear warheads that can mean the destruction of large aspects of the planet, which has happened before in the past, and large aspects of the human population. Your world is being run by unhealed, wounded children who have never gone through a personal process of healing that relationship with that child that was a result of past and present maturation processes. That is why the endeavor that we're coming through now, called the Angel News Network, focuses so much on the process of self, mastering self, life mastering. Since self is the reflection of how humanity has chosen to experience all there is. If you take nothing away from our time together at this time, begin to ponder this concept of self, how it was invented, why it was invented. And this self is moved, in many of your recent memories, from a me consciousness that you experience in childhood into a more mature adult consciousness, a we unified field consciousness, or what we're discussing as oneness. Are there any questions? If not, let us continue.
There is not shaming, blaming, nor judgment within higher frequencies, which are such a preferred aspect of your reality at present. The only expectation for your advancement is to be and know the conscious creation of oneness through your emotions, thoughts, and physical form as human. Through the activation of your soul plan, which is your purpose in being here, and your expressed unique talents and gifts, you can be in service to all those around and your world.
Dear one, read the first sentence again.
There is not shaming, blaming, nor judgment within higher frequencies, which are such a preferred aspect of your reality at present.
Remember, dear one, going back to the relationship with self, and you've heard the expression, the only relationship you're having is the one with yourself. Remember, dear ones, move it from your mental body into your knowing heart. You cannot judge, shame, or blame another without first judging, blaming yourself. There again, you see the empowerment of self. You are the creator creating, so that is the magnificent foundation of self. That is the reason, dear one, you are learning through self. We're merely attempting for you to become more conscious of the concept of self that you have chosen to learn through.
You mentioned that in the political process, we're seeing a bunch of wounded children vying to become leaders, and there's a read that sentence about not shaming, blaming, or judgment, and I think of the accusations and the judgment hurled back and forth among the candidates. That is the perfect realization of what you just described.
And take that one step further and realize that is a reflection of those individuals' relationship with themselves. That is their inner wounded child that hungers to attach itself to the magical or the mystical child to the left or right of the wounded child, which are not, they are not able to achieve.
As shared in the past, humanity divides into thirds. One third is awake and intends to ascend and assist others. Another third is held in resistance and intends to hold on to the old. And the final third is not awake and has no idea what is going on. We of the higher realms are here to assist all of you in your awakening, since you have been asleep a long time, and time is running out. Remember, your planet is within the final 2,000-year cycle of transmuting from carbon-based reality back to light, and so are you.
So there's the system, as has been explained to you in the past. As you look up into your night sky and you see these stars, they went through a planetary evolutionary process unlike your own. Since you come from light, you return to light. There is the cosmic cycle of creation. So in effect, your planet is in the process of becoming a star, becoming a sun, if you will, with a certain frequency and vibration, a higher frequency. Thus, everything within and upon that body, in this particular place, planet Earth, must be of that frequency or you cannot survive and reside here. Does that make sense, dear one?
Yes.
Let us continue.
Let's be very honest about this whole thing, and let's call a third as we see it. You're saying here, as shared in the past, humanity divides into thirds. Let me make an observation, and I will ask you to answer. I realize that you don't like us to make judgments, but let's just kind of lay it out here. One-third is awake and intends to ascend and assist others into weeness, of course. Wouldn't you describe that as the progressives in our country? Another third is held in resistance and intends to hold on to the old. Wouldn't you call that the conservatives in our country? And the third in the middle are what they're both vying to influence with the election.
Here, one, those are labels that the human mind needs to place upon the process. Those are labels that the human mind needs to place upon it. And within those labels, there is judgment and shaming and blaming. It is simply how humanity is slicing up the pie of what is called life. Each one of those individuals, and here's the hard part, has an essential part to play within it. You cannot know the light without the darkness in being human. You cannot know right without experiencing wrong. You cannot find the solution without knowing the problem. You cannot understand the relationship of masculine and feminine without experiencing both, which in reality you are. So all of these, from our perspective, from our non-human perspective, our non-judgmental perspective, we see this as simply an essential aspect and formula and structure, if you will, of how you're choosing to learn the way you need to learn it. Does that help you, dear one?
Yeah, I realize that all the world's a stage and we're all players and I'm not to be judging and all that, but I mean, quite honestly, 100 years ago, Hitler was saying some of the same things that some of these candidates are saying, and we criticize the German people for not standing up and calling him what he was saying. Aren't we doing the same thing if we don't make a judgment about what they're saying?
Suppose we told you, the dear one, that the so-called one you call Hitler, sacrificed himself to allow the world to wake up to the prejudice, the duality to the separation and the hatred that existed at that particular time. But we ask you this, dear humans. In your recent memory of those particular events, is not your world attempting to repeat the pattern in many ways? So we ask you, within the concept that we were discussing earlier of applied knowledge moving into wisdom, what are you actually learning and applying, even in recent recorded history? This is the folly of humanity, dear ones. This insistence that the human mind can do it and be it a better way than applying the principles, the laws, the tenets, the codes of cosmic reality and creation, which we have offered in each and every advanced civilization on this planet, be it Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, and many, many others, dear ones. We ask you, how much longer are you going to choose to be in the folly of your ways? Surely, you're coming to realize that how you are being does not work. You cannot control what you did not create, dear humanity. You have a world filled with ego, wounds, and wounded children, and little boys and little girls running around thinking they can control something that they did not create. Your way out of all of this, if you so choose, dear ones, is for we to join hands in oneness and realize that the separation, the duality, and the judgment, the shaming, the blame is simply to be a way to learn and to wake up now, if you so choose, and only through the concept of we consciousness, a unified field of energy, of oneness, can you survive and advance as a species. And know this, dear humanity, this will be done with or without you. The forces that are at play are mightier than the concept of humanity. This planet will ascend into a body of light with or without you. So we ask you, and your folly and play in being human, what you choose. We are very much aware of the light workers and the way showers and are seeing the critical mass ticking away and your consciousness controlling the application of energy. There are many of you waking up. We ask you, if you so choose, to step forward with your wisdom, with your applied knowledge, and to make other choices that facilitate the mighty ascension of this planet and humanity upon it. And dear ones, understanding the concept of service, service to self, to heal self, to mirror that out to others, to world service, to solar system service, to galactic service, to universal service to all that there is, dear ones. Whether you are conscious of it or not, you are in service. It is your reason to be here. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, I can add some more, but let's just read on. As you learn more about yourself, your experiences and definitions of reality change through your awakening and ever-expanding new truths, which replace erroneous beliefs of the past and present. As you transcend the fear, doubt, and ignorance of the past, it becomes impossible for the few to control the many through deceit and denial of the deceit.
So there's your elements. We've heard that before, dear ones. We have come to you many, many times through other higher realm teachings. Fear, the lack of love, doubt, and ignorance. That is the definition, the components of the folly of humanity. If you can become conscious of fear and what is causing it, the lack of love at the foundation of self, if you can become conscious of doubt when you're doubting, which creates a denser form of energy, and ignorance is simply not knowing when the information is readily available to you, and begin to become conscious of the mantra fear, doubt, and ignorance, and check in with yourself. Check in with those around you, if you so choose, and see which of those elements, of the combinations of those elements, are you involved in your consciousness or lack of at this time. The healing of fear, doubt, and ignorance will free you from yourself to move into the ascension process which is your divine right. Are there any questions?
I am confused about one thing. You do say that judgment does not belong in the fifth dimension, but isn't the waking up process, doesn't that really involve judgment? I mean, if we're going to realize that the old isn't working anymore, we have to make new choices. Isn't that a judgment?
No, dear one. It is not a judgment. It is a choice. It is a choice through your free will. You do it almost in a state of neutrality. You do it in a state of surrendering to it. It is the reverse of judgment, dear one.
And I'd like to point out that if you do have questions, if you're on the phone, just press *6. And if you're on the computer and you have a question, over on the right-hand side, there's a screen sharing, and you can type your question in there. So let us continue. For those who choose not to awaken and stay in resistance, they will be given all the time they need to transcend, ascend. They just won't do it on this planet. They will be given the opportunity within other galaxies and upon other planets. They will ascend. It is just a matter of how and when. The divine destiny of this planet is to ascend to a higher frequency of existence with all life upon and within its body to do the same.
That is an example of the lack of judgment in the higher realm. We cannot judge when you will choose to ascend through your freedom of choice or freedom of will, knowing it is your divine destiny to be and do so. And you will do it when you are ready. You cannot be controlled or coerced or told you must do this or this is the right thing to do. Let us continue.
For now, our focus is with you who resonate with what is being said through your discernment and are ready to apply and commit to the wisdom being shared. Remember to apply your resonance and discernment in all matters of information received. If you do not resonate with this message, do not apply it.
That applies to everything that's being said at this time. If for any reason, dear ones, in your freedom of choice and freedom of will and through your internal gyro system, your resonance, how you feel about it through your wise heart and through your mental body, do not apply it. If it does resonate and it does discern for you, dear one, then we ask you, are you ready to make another choice? Let us continue.
Through resonance and discernment, you can begin to build communities of equality, harmony, and balance based upon mastering and loving self. We of the higher realms will never stop loving and supporting you until you have achieved your divine destiny, destination of oneness in service to all there is.
There's nothing for us to add there, dear one.
More and more, you will attract individuals whose lives resonate and discern with we consciousness rather than me consciousness because it brings them joy. Your emotive feelings are your ticket to your divinity. Through your various unique talents and gifts, you will begin to affect a frequency shift around you. Like-mindedness, like-spiritedness, allows your community to grow and expand, bringing more truth into your lives, creating the life you want rather than the one that exists. When this happens, it creates a love force energy that also feeds we of the higher realms, balancing the giving and receiving. This allows us to send more love and support to you.
Did you ever think about that part of the dear ones? There's our oneness. There's our connection. So your emotive feelings, which is your pathway to your divinity, how you feel about something, and creating these so-called communities of equality, harmony, and balance, and we ask you, where does it exist in your world at present? It is that feeling. It raises the vibration and frequency of existence that is our nutrition, that is our food, if you will. There's our oneness, dear one.
Everything that you are creating in your life are the learning tools you need to learn, what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it, to now create a permanent healing. It is time to take responsibility for this, eliminating victimhood by accepting with compassion, thus forgiving how you have chosen to learn. By knowing who you are and why you are here, you create a self-empowering foundation to build the new life and world upon. The energy that makes this possible is self-love mirrored out to others.
The key elements within this phrase of teaching, dear ones, is permanent healing. What took place in the past and the demise of the past advanced civilizations, six previous ones, if you will, it wasn't permanent, or they would still exist, would they not? What is taking place now is a needed permanent healing for a final golden age. Let it be the preference of humanity, if you so choose, that we will be an aspect of that. So we ask you, do you choose it on an individual basis? If the answer to that is yes, then we ask, is it a priority in your life? Is it the focus of all your beingness leading into doingness? If not, and it is your preference, please know there are many tools to assist you to eliminate any impediment to the goal you wish to achieve. Let us continue.
Remember, the reason you chose to be here was to learn to love, which is the building block of all. By being human on planet Earth, the love of adversity of which you have not graduated yet, it is love, cosmic consciousness that brought you all here. When you are within the frequency of love, which is the highest frequency in creation, you vibrate at that frequency also, and you entrain to the highest frequency within any environment. Love frequency has no limit and can grow and expand endlessly. Whether another is able to receive and give love depends upon what frequency they are vibrating within. You are in the process of remembering and mastering frequency technology. You are in the process of mastering being love, no matter whether others can receive it or not.
Can you love, dear ones, whether you receive it or not, knowing that is your innate foundation of beingness? Knowing that it is a frequency that is behind, if you will, all of creation. All of your past golden ages were built upon the vibration of love. But you're simply, or perhaps not so simply, rediscovering at this time is frequency and vibrational science. The physical examples of that would be some of the temples and pyramids that still exist from advanced past civilizations that you cannot build today. Dear ones, those were built upon the frequency and vibration of love. It is not just a human emotive feeling or a lyrics in one of your country western songs, dear ones. It is the reality of who you truly are. It's why we call this the love adversity, the laboratory of love. Once you truly master that, and there are examples of it through your ascended mastership, dear ones. They were humans that walked and had the same challenges as you do now upon the surface of this planet. They allowed the ascension of themselves to be the priority of their lives, and they dedicated their lives to that. As a result of it, they were given a dispensation to ascend to a higher frequency of existence, mastering frequency and vibrational technology which allows them, through no intention of harming others, to manifest whatever is necessary to be in service to the planet, humanity, or the universe at large. That's your destiny, dear one. That's who you truly are. That's where you're headed. And those individuals, if you care to study them or to learn about their lives or how they achieved what they achieved, are your way showers. And there are many of them. For those of you in the classroom, you can see them on the wall. And you connect with their, you can connect with their energy fields. You can connect with their past incarnational cycles and what each one of those cycles, how they helped evolve humanity and develop it. And now having transcended being human, which is your task as well, they're in the process of serving humanity and this planet as well. Let us continue.
So by mastering frequency technology, aren't you saying that we're learning to vibrate at the frequency of what we wish to create and so that we can attract that vibrancy or that frequency into our lives? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, dear one, and it's even larger than that. It's having the ability to master energy through the consciousness that is applied to that energy to manifest whatever that particular endeavor is in service to humanity or the planet itself. Manifestation and creation is built within all of you. Your cells within your bodies are reproducing at a rate that are intended to be eternal. It's only through the experience of being human, through your emotional and your mental bodies, that they do not survive for eternity. But they are programmed to do so. So the foundation of vibrational and frequency technology already lies within you, within the structure of your cells themselves. In a way, dear ones, you can look at it this way. You're in the process of catching up with who you truly are. You're in the process of catching up with why you're really here. And when you learn to make that a joyful experience, it will expedite the process. Let us continue.
Yeah, you mean we're catching up with being God, because that's who we really are. Is that what you mean?
You are creation, creating all the time. If your concept of God is all there is, then you're it. It has only been through the erroneous belief systems of some of your established religions that you've been taught otherwise, diminishing the concept of who you truly are, which has allowed you giving your power away to others, which has allowed the few controlling the many, which has allowed the subjugation of self. So you have been trapped in lack and limitation with self long enough, if you so choose. This is the real awakening process. Let us continue.
I just want to mention before we continue that this teaching is within a book called Divine Discussions, Higher Realms Speaking Directly to Us by Philip Elton Collins, and that will be published later this week. Now, to continue, in this channel's publication, God's Glossary, a Divine Dictionary, the core of love is defined as the expression and revelation of your being, showing and sharing all of who you are with life, with the world, and every other human being. Love is God being you.
There's your definition, dear one. Love is God being you. Take a deep breath, dear ones, and stay with that for a moment. Love is God being you. Love is God being you. Does that resonate, dear ones? Does that sound familiar, or is it alien? Dear ones, it's who you truly are. And those few words, the mystery of life is unraveled. The mystery of creation is unraveled. It's time, dear ones. It all gets unraveled. Let us continue.
Some of the feelings and actions you call love are not. Some of it is giving to get, while others are about control. The way you express love depends upon your personal process of knowing who you are and why you are here. If you cannot imagine life without another person or thing, that really is not love. Those emoted strong feelings are based upon fear, which is an absence of love, fear of losing what you think you need. This fear-factored love reveals a lack of self-love. This is a process of love outside in rather than inside out. When you have truly learned to love self, you can access the oneness and the sheer joy of life, being able to be alone without being lonely. Many of you are in the process of mastering this self-love leading to divine love that vibrates freely and is available to everyone all the time.
Go on, read this again.
Yeah, that's a powerful one, isn't it? Some of the feelings and actions you call love are not. Some of it is giving to get, while others are about control. The way you express love depends upon your personal process of knowing who you are and why you are here. If you cannot imagine life without another person or thing, that really is not love. Those emoted strong feelings are based upon fear, which is an absence of love, a fear of losing what you think you need. This fear-factored love reveals a lack of self-love. This is a process of love outside in rather than inside out. When you have truly learned to love self, you can access the oneness and the sheer joy of life, being able to be alone without being lonely. Many of you are in the process of mastering this self-love leading to divine love that vibrates freely and is available to everyone all the time.
Are you ready, dear one, to release this fear-factored love, which is so prevalent throughout humanity? This fear of being alone when you have never been alone, dear ones, and you never will be alone. We of the higher realms will always be with you to assist you hand in hand into the cosmic love. This getting to get, this fear of being alone, this attachment to others, to fear of factored love, has caused so much of the duality and separation. It is the healing of the fear of factored love that will allow moving from separation into oneness. We ask you to look at this phrase time and time again, as has been pointed out to you. It will be readily available to you. It is a core issue within the folly of humanity at this time, dear ones. It is a demonstration of the importance of self-love, not through arrogance, but through service. Let us continue.
Through your freedom of choice and will each day, you get to decide to love or not, no matter what is transpiring in your life or world. Remember, through love, the positive transmutes the negative. You are not here to survive life, but to enjoy it. Become conscious of your emotions and thoughts that create your reality all the time. Keeping your frequency high requires you constantly paying attention to your intention and how you respond rather than react to life. Then you know how to raise your frequency when it has been lowered by being aware of your emotions and thoughts.
Attention plus intention equals manifestation, dear one. Attention, what are you paying attention to? Your intention within that intention allows the manifestation. That equation can free you from the lack of self-love. Are there any questions? Let us continue.
Attention plus intention.
Attention plus intention equals manifestation, equals creation. Through your emotions, creating thoughts, which creates consciousness of the movement of energy through your body. Within the wisdom, the applied knowledge and wisdom of that concept of understanding the relationship of consciousness and energy, you will master healing permanently. You will eliminate disease. You will no longer be treating symptoms. You will no longer have a medical environment which is based upon how much money they can make. All these teachings and wisdoms are available to you, dear ones, from We of the Higher Realm, of how the energy flows within the body, what impedes it, what affects the flow of that, the relationship of the emotional and the mental body within the physical. That doesn't mean that treating symptoms sometimes cannot help you. It can. But what we're focusing upon is a permanent cure and moving into a higher state of beingness, are we not, dear ones? So what good is a temporary healing? Because your permanent state of beingness, your immortality, your divine essence, is permanently healed. Let us continue.
Well, I've heard that formula before, attention plus intention equals manifestation. What caught my interest, and if you would just restate it again, my words were that formula, that attention plus intention equals manifestation, can make up for a lack of self-love. Did you say that? And what do you mean by that?
If you are paying to attention to how you are feeling about yourself, your private silent conversation with self sometimes, and you intend something else to that attention, you intend to heal that and send love to that to heal it, then you will master, manifest a healing relationship with self, dear one. Do you understand?
So we can heal our lack of self-love by having, paying attention.
Being conscious in effect.
Right, okay.
We're simply giving you equations, codes, tenets that will allow you, through your human mental body, to grab on, if you will, to the tool that resonates and discerns for you as an individual. You may find another one, or you may like this one. There'll be others available to you if this one doesn't resonate. The channel that we are coming through has written many, many books about these codes, these tenets, these equations that will free you from yourself. Are there questions?
We have one question here. Why don't you say your name?
Anne.
Okay, Anne.
So by silencing our self-chatter and focusing...
Not silencing it, dear one. Listening to it. Go ahead.
You okay for now? Okay.
All right. It's not a matter of silencing the silent conversation. It's a matter of listening to it, become aware of what it's saying. Is it different from what you're saying out loud and publicly? If it is through the consciousness, remember, consciousness is the thing that's going to shift and change energy through creating a higher vibration, then you can make another choice. Does that make sense, dear one, within your question?
Yes. Yes.
Do you need any further clarity about this, dear one?
No.
Very good.
Okay, we will continue. A good way to maintain and sustain your frequency is to focus on what is rather than what is not. Remember, gratitude equals abundance as cosmic law. You are the one through your freedom of will and choice deciding at all times how your life will be.
There you go. There's some more equations. Read that again, dear one. Gratitude equals abundance. What does that really mean? Go on.
A good way to maintain and sustain your frequency is to focus on what is rather than what is not.
And how many times within your days, dear one, in your choice of being human, are you focusing upon what you don't have and eliminating the equation of gratitude for what is, which will allow further abundance? We are giving you the breadcrumbs, if you will, dear one, of the tools to free you from self as a learning tool in being human. Do you get it, dear one?
Yeah, all of my dissatisfaction, I realized some time ago, always occurred when I was focusing on what is not.
If, and here's how it works, dear one. You actually create in between your incarnational cycles a way to master that. Say you had a lifetime where you had everything and you always focused on what you didn't have, but your life was truly blessed. And in the next lifetime, with the karmic consequence of that, you chose not to be able to walk, not to be able to see, not to be able to hear. And through this limited existence, you began to be able to focus on what is. I can breathe. I can taste. I can feel. Are you beginning to see how it works, dear one? You're given in between these lifetimes or within these lifetimes all you need to be and do to master the equations of freeing yourself from self. You all signed something called a human contract, dear one, prior to coming here. You all came here from one of these 12 star systems that we alluded to earlier. When some of you are beginning to resonate and to wake up to what that star system was and what it really represents, is it about becoming multidimensional? Is it about mastering love? Is it about the balance of the masculine and feminine energy? Is it about the balance of giving and receiving? Whatever the frequency of that particular star system might be. Dear ones, you're going to master it all, no matter what. That's the divine part of you in choosing to be human. And in your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you'll take however amount of time, earth time, incarnational cycles you need to master this. But we ask you, why not simplify it? Haven't you had enough of learning the way you're learning? Are you reaching a point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of it? Many of you are. We're simply showing you the avenue to the higher frequency of existence, which is your destiny. Let us continue.
Feeling your feelings is all part of being human. You are not your feelings, but you need to express them to release them. Otherwise, they create imbalances within your body, creating dis-ease. Not expressing your feelings is actually a form of untruthfulness.
Not feeling your feelings is a form of untruthfulness. You're beginning to really realize what your feelings are, which has been discussed earlier in this gathering, that they are a pathway to your divinity. They allow you to make other decisions. They allow you to make other choices. And by feeling them fully, you realize you are not them. Take a wrench or a screwdriver or a drill, dear ones. They may allow you to build something or to create something, but you're not that tool. Begin to see your emotions that way, dear one, if you so choose. The masculine energy has largely been taught to shut down feelings. The feminine energy, the receptive feminine energy on this planet, because of the menstrual cycles and the lunar cycles of this particular planet, has gotten very much in touch with being able to feel her feelings. And now we're wishing to add to that what it actually means and what it represents. Let us continue. Unless there's any questions about emotive feelings.
I just want to point out in the event archive at philipeltoncollins.com, one of the events that we had previously was energetic exercises, and those are helpful for you to get through your feelings and express your feelings.
And dear ones, there are many other teachings from many other divine sources and messengers and channels of these wisdoms as well, not just the channel that we're coming through at this time. There are many of you who are attaching yourselves and realizing it is the divine right of each and every one of you, dear one, to be a connector and a channel of the frequencies from which we reside in at this time. It is your divine destiny to be multidimensional, dear one. Let's continue.
Okay, the final paragraph here. If it resonates, let us choose to express the true emotion of love, especially to your children, many of whom have the gifts to wayshow your way. The higher realms, advanced civilizations, be and do this all the time and have created worlds of which you dream to aspire. Let us make and take the time and effort to give love and support to one another at all times. This is the reason we exist. As we began this message, since we are all one, and what affects one affects all, let us remember it is much easier and more effective to love, and you are going to love the outcome.
What affects one affects all. It's the oneness. We are all energetically connected, no matter how we choose to express it, by being human, by being archangelic, by being a starseed, by being an ascended master, by being of the inner earth, advanced civilizations, however you may express it. All that you need to assist you is available to me. It is just a matter, dear ones, of your ability to receive it. There are more of you on this planet than ever before because of this ascension process. Not because things are in a better position than they've ever been before. There are actually more of you enslaved than ever before at this particular time. You are here to experience this process of freeing yourselves from being human through the tools that we higher realms have always made available to you within your past golden ages and with the creation of this final seventh golden age, dear ones. So prior to taking our leave to you at this time, are there any further questions or any other ways we may be of assistance, dear ones?
Are there any questions in the room? Any questions online?
Go for it. This is Anne again. So we are the I Am Presence.
Is that your question, dear one?
Yes.
You know the answer, dear one. What is it?
Yes.
Yes. You are the I Am Presence. You are the Christ Consciousness. Dear ones, place your hand upon your heart and say out loud, I am, and then finish the sentence with whoever you know you to be. Say it, dear ones. I am, and who you know you to be.
I am the I am presence.
Again, dear ones.
I am presence.
That's who you are, dear ones. You are the I am. You have always been the I am. You have simply chosen to separate from it in order to regain it, in order to permanently heal the connection to never lose it again by experiencing every aspect of what it is not. Does that make sense, dear one? And the reason you have chosen this, to go through this arduous, challenging journey, it's because of what has happened in your past golden ages, so that at this particular time, you will have the permanent healing that is necessary to advance into the divine, elevated, high-frequency beings that you are for eternity, to be in service to all that there is, predicated by the relationship with self, mirroring out to others in world service. Does that make sense, dear? There's the mystery of it all unraveled. It is your divine right to know, I am. Good night, dear one.
Thank you. I just want to mention while Philip's coming back, tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate online at theangelnewsnetwork.com. And Philip has a new book coming out called Divine Discussions, Higher Realm Speaking Directly to Us, and that will be published later next week.
And we also encourage you, this is Philip coming back, to look at the Angelus Network library of books, The Second Coming, A Life Mastery, Journey of the Awakened Heart. We've got dictionaries, we've got poetry, we've got every expression of the human endeavor to communicate through you, whether they're narrative adventure stories or whatever they may be. And in this room and many of you online have many books yourselves and workshops that you're bringing out, and we're all here to support and love one another within these endeavors. So remember, dear ones, in a couple of weeks we will have Archangel Michael, one of the most extraordinary cosmic psychotherapists I've ever experienced. Have your questions ready for this divine soul and get ready for a complete breakthrough. Thank you for your support. We love you.
Good night.